Halloween is never over. Once you've read the scariest books ever written, Halloween is never over, and you are never the same. Now that the silly and frolicsome day of the living, the commercial free-for-all that Halloween has become, is done and gone, let's contemplate some really scary stuff, the stuff that nightmares are made of. The scariest book I ever read, Castaway by James Gould Cousins, published in 1934. I don't know why every teacher of literature, every writing instructor, isn't assigning this book to students who are interested in writing really scary, writing well. This book leaves a lifetime impression and may even defy categorization. It could be called a horror story, though nothing really supernatural occurs. It could be called a dark fantasy, but there are no levitations or spells or exploding heads. It could be termed a remarkable work of avant-garde fiction, but nothing about it is pretentious. It might be a mystery, but it's even hard to define what's mysterious about it. I won't reveal more because I want you to read it for yourself. Let's just say it's the story of a man trapped in a department store. Let's just say it might be a retelling of Robinson Crusoe. Let's just say it's a survivalist tale, a morality tale. Let's just say it will stick with you. The amazement of books such as this is that one short line can make you jump, can make your neck hairs stand on end, can bring chills. Here's my list of the scariest books or stories ever written, with a line from each. Castaway by James Gould Cousins. What would he do if he heard it? Mr. Leckie did not know. In despairing anticipation, he feared to hear as much as he feared not hearing anything. To be pursued and know it was hardly better than to be pursued and not know it. Dracula by Bram Stoker. As the Count leaned over me and his hands touched me, I could not repress a shudder. It's a Good Life by Jerome Bixby. Next day it snowed and killed off half the crops, but it was a good day. Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. My only way to go about an attempt for an escape was, if possible, to get a savage into my possession. The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. And strangest of all is it to hold my wife's hand again, and to think that I have counted her and that she has counted me among the dead. I Am Legend by Richard Matheson. A coughing chuckle filled his throat. He turned and leaned against the wall while he swallowed the pills. Full circle, he thought, while the final lethargy crept into his limbs. Nightmare Alley by William Lindsay Gresham. How do you get to be a geek? I can't understand how anybody can get so low. October Game by Ray Bradbury. Then some idiot turned on the lights. The 13 Clocks by James Thurber. Even if you were the mighty Zorn of Zorna, you could not escape the fury of the Duke. He'll slit you from your guggle to your zatch.